The first case of rabies exposure in Ontario since 1967 was reported a month ago. News reporting pegs the cause as suspected exposure to a bat found inside a child's room while the family was visiting Gogonda. The Brant County Health Unit said the child was in hospital from the virus on September 6, and died from the disease approximately 2 weeks ago. The incidence of rabies in the bat population is on the rise, and with it the risk of exposure for companion animals and their human counterparts. Given that, it feels like a little refresher on rabies virus would be prudent. For most, the threat of rabies is low and, in fact, there are a few countries that are rabies-free, Australia and Iceland, for example. This has been made possible due to widespread vaccination programs and strict animal import laws. Even Johnny Depp was not exempt from these in Australia with his Yorkies. With the exposure threat low in some parts of the world, it may be surprising then to learn rabies kills approximately 70,000 people annually worldwide. 90% of human cases of rabies are contracted by dog bites. Rabies virus is spread in the saliva of an infected animal entering through a bite or open wound. It migrates to the nerves and enters brain tissue, causing two types of disease, the furious form and paralytic form. The furious form is well documented, think Cujo or Old Yeller. Paralytic symptoms are more subdued, stupor, paralysis and coma. Once symptoms present, rabies is nearly 100% fatal. Rabies vaccines have been around since 1885, and through research and new technology, the vaccine has become increasingly effective and with a low incidence for side effects. High-risk individuals will get rabies vaccines prophylactically, veterinarians and veterinary technicians, for example. Rabies vaccines and immunoglobulin administration can also prevent, fight the disease post-exposure. The success rate of post-exposure protocols is 85-90%. Early intervention is key. Once the virus enters the nervous system, prognosis is grave. To limit exposure to rabies virus, vaccinating companion animals is key. Even indoor-only animals are at risk as bats do come inside homes. Exposure can also occur if an indoor animal gets outside and it's exposed that way. Protocols require prophylactic vaccination at no earlier than 3 months of age, and then again a year later. Boosters are given according to the specific vaccine indications, but typically every 3 years. And as a reminder, Ontario bylaw requires that all dogs, cats and ferrets be up to date with their rabies vaccines, so if your pet isn't up to date on their vaccination, contact your veterinarian. It is important to note that vaccinating your pet doesn't just protect them, but also your family and the community at large as well. Dr. Courtney Andrews is a veterinarian at Lockerbie Animal Hospital, a graduate of the Royal School of Veterinary Studies and dog mom to Argyle and Einstein. Animals and Pets is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.